You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday, good morning and welcome. It's December 19th. Multiple fatalities, more than 70 people transported to hospitals after that Amtrak crash there. The Amtrak Cascades train derailed and crashed onto a southbound interstate between Tacoma and Olympia yesterday. Dr. Bart Jennings joins us. He is a professor of supply chain management at the College of Business and Technology at Western Illinois University, and started emailing me yesterday afternoon, and we were exchanging emails, and you just think, how does this happen? And we asked him to be with us this morning to maybe sort of explain how in the year of 2017, with all the technology in the world, a train can hit a 30-mile-an-hour curb at 81 miles an hour. Dr. Jennings, thank you for being with us. This is obviously a tragedy. You first emailed me at 1 o'clock. What were you first hearing after the accident was made public?
Well, it was a lot of confusion, obviously. I've actually had to respond to derailments like this. I've cleaned up probably dozens and dozens of them, but I've never had to clean up one that was sitting in the middle of an interstate like this. So the good news was great access for the emergency people. I've tried to clean them up where we had to build roads to get in.
Yeah, so obviously the access point was there. How does a train hit a 30-mile-an-hour curve? First of all, how do they figure out what speed curves and any other route of a rail run should be? How is that determined?
It's the VMAX formula you mentioned a few minutes ago. It's actually a formula we've had for over 100 years in the industry. It's actually in the federal regulations. It looks at the degree of curvature. It looks at the elevation in a curve, and then it looks at the equipment. And that's what's unique about this derailment. This is special Talgo equipment that actually leans a little bit to allow it to go faster through a curve. But this is such a sharp curve that even that equipment does not allow it to go faster than the 30 miles an hour. And so if you want the formula, it's EA plus EU divided by 0.0007D, and you take the square root of all that. Trust me, it's a half-a-day lecture in my classes.
Okay, I'll take your word on that.
Okay.
All right, now, so you said to me in one of the emails, and you were talking about some new technology that would override. What is a PTC?
PTC is positive train control. This is some signaling system that was mandated about 5 years or so ago by the federal government after a derailment, or actually two trains running into each other in Southern California. When the law was passed, part of the technology was theoretical, part the railroad industry had had for, I guess, since the 1920s. But basically what it does is makes the locomotive do what the signals say. The additional part to PTC is it must also have the route data in the computer system. So as that train's approaching that 30-mile-an-hour curve, if the engineer doesn't brake it, doesn't slow the train down, then the computer takes over and automatically brings the train to a stop. Some systems would actually have it just slow down to the 30 miles an hour. It's basically the technology we have on a number of subway systems and all, where the trains are actually operated by the computer, not by an operator.
Okay, and evidently that was not in place or not being used.
It was not being used is the latest report I have. It's planned to be installed. The signals are in. A lot of the computers are there. From what I've been told, though, the system was not turned on.
Okay. Who is to blame? What happens with that blame? You know, people lost their lives. I don't know how uncommon this is. I mean, I don't know how safe rail travel is versus automobiles or airplanes or anything else. I mean, I don't know what those statistics are, but it seems like human error. I mean, if I were driving through a stoplight 51 miles an hour over the speed limit, I would be held accountable.
Human error is probably the number one or number two cause of accidents, injuries in air, in rail, in highway, et cetera, et cetera. Humans have a tendency to get distracted. They get busy. They do other things. And this is one of the things the NTSB is going to be investigating. Now, just because the train did not slow doesn't necessarily mean it's the engineer's fault. He could have applied the brakes, and there could have been a mechanical error so that the brakes did not apply properly. There could have been a few other reasons. What we are hearing that is that this was an engineer who had just been qualified on the route. He did not have a lot of experience on the route. He's also approaching a junction with the original line, and so approaching that, he may have been on the radio getting orders. He may have been working on the computer on his dashboard getting orders. There's a number of ways that he could have been getting permission to move the train on. It was also early in the morning, 7 o'clock. It was rainy. It was pretty dark. It was, you know, it's pretty easy to get distracted. And this is why there's regulations for the engineers not to even have a cell phone up there, not to, be distracted and limited. But it is still a very busy job trying to drive a train.
All right. Overall, even with this tragedy, and obviously with fatalities and a number of people injured, do you believe that train travel is still a relatively safe means of transporting and moving not only objects and packages but people?
Statistically, it is for a freight carrier. It is about the safest way you're going to move people and all. Airplanes are a little bit are statistically safer, but trains don't fall from 30,000 feet. It's kind of a trade-off here.
Yeah.
This is just a really bad accident. It's really a bad situation. Amtrak's had a couple of derailments in the last 4 or 5 years that have been caused by what we call overspeed. There was one up in the Northeast a couple of years ago where the engineer was distracted and similar thing happened, too fast going around a curve and the train derailed. So,
all right. Dr. Jennings, we really appreciate it. I'm running out of time, but we
thank you.
Dr. Bart Jennings, he is with Western Illinois University, professor of supply chain management. Interesting stuff on train safety. We'll take a break for the news. Back with more after this. Here is Jeff Daly.